Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is June the 6th, 2018, as we are continuing on our growth series for Wealth Wednesday. I am super excited for the show today. I am back from my vacation. Had a great time, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have a great show in reference to assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations in our community to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Our theme, of course, is building networks and improving people's lives. That's what our theme is for this show, for GTE Professional Network Radio, and as well as Global Tech Enterprise, as we are doing web design and marketing campaigns for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country. Now, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about some things to help you entrepreneurs, small businesses, and also for those who are owning their own nonprofit organization or running their own nonprofit organization, or even if you're a local church that's looking to network in the community. We're talking about bringing all three entities together. And basically, it's all about connecting, and building your network, your brand, based on what you're doing in the community. We want to hear from you. Always tune in and touch bases with us. You can always email us. Of course, at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net, or you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And again, this is an internet-based business that I do have, and of course, the internet radio show that we do each and every week on Wealth Wednesdays to give you guys tools and tips to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. I want to talk about a couple of things, though, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be sharing with you in reference to growing your network, building your brand, and also utilizing your website as a marketing tool. Now, I've been helping many companies across this country for the past, it's been 6 years now since we've been doing this, and I am super excited for all of the entrepreneurs and startups that I get a chance to interact with on a regular basis. And not only that, even established companies who need a little tweaking, a little help, and sometimes we can things and we might need to get picked back up or get a little boost or push towards which direction we need to go into based on what the trends are telling us. And because of the fact that we're doing a lot of different things here, we're assisting and maintaining and managing a lot of companies and helping them on toward their growth, building their brand, and making sure that they get the repeat business that they're doing. But again, in order to get repeat business, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have great customer service on your level, meaning that your customers come first, because without the people, you won't have a business. And that goes for any industry you're in, whether it's in retail, whether it's in service, whether you're a professional athlete or an actor, or even anything that you do. If you're not helping or generating a great customer service or giving a great experience for your fan base or your network base, you're not going to grow. So we're all about growth in our industry. We're all about growth, period. And we're here to help you to do just that. And our topic today is going to be real simple. It's basically utilizing your website as a marketing tool, how we do that, Basically, it has to be interactive, making sure that you're doing your part to give information for your customers to give you feedback on the product or service that you're providing in the marketplace. If you're doing that consistently, ladies and gentlemen, like if you go to our website, you guys can schedule an appointment with me direct from my website on a regular basis, which of course gives me information and sends it to my phone and email to let me know that I got an appointment scheduled on that particular time and day. So you want to keep it interactive, meaning that you get real-time information from your customers. And for those who made purchases, you want to follow up with them and thank them for their purchase. By continually showing gratitude will give you altitude to build your business big. If you stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, you will grow and grow exponentially. And so what I'm sharing with you is going to be something real easy to do. But again, time management is also part of your repertoire of learning, as well as money management, and as well as interacting with people on a general, regular basis. Networking. What are you doing in your local community? Are you tied in with the Chamber of Commerce? Are you tied in with your local church, nonprofit organization? Are you tied in with local other small businesses in your community? Are you reaching out to anybody to let them know what it is you do? Do you have marketing materials in place? Do you have brochures, flyers, your business card? Are you going out to any of the events in the local area, in the community, when it comes to business events or branding your business by sharing information? Are you coming along radio shows, talk shows like ours? What we do here is to give small businesses a platform to showcase their business in the area where they are. And basically by promoting it on social media and as well as online, it gives them an opportunity for people to check them out, research, and see exactly what it is you guys do. But if you have the right content, the right information, then you can basically generate your own ticket to generate the revenue and also the traffic that you want to have in your record, in your daily business, whether you're doing promotions or not promotions. Remember, the five P's of marketing work is all about the people, product, price, place, and promotion. But the main factor to me is promotion. How are we promoting the business? How are we promoting the brand? What marketing tools and materials are you using on a regular basis? If you are using them regularly, great. If you're not and you're being inconsistent with it, you need to jump on board and be consistent with it. That's the way to grow, is on a regular basis. Notice the big companies' promotions each week from Sunday through Saturday. Your focus is to be consistent in season as well as out of season when it comes to marketing your brand, your network, your business, and so that others know exactly what it is you have to offer, what product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, and then what are you doing locally in the community as well, and then what is your feedback from the customers who previously purchased from you. And believe me, a good name, as the Bible says, is better than riches. It's lasting. It's ever long. It's longing. And you can continue to grow from a good name, meaning that you're providing the honest truth about what it is you're doing, the product and service that you're providing, and that you're assisting them. Because you're only satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can afford. You satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful in any business and endeavor you do. But making sure you follow the trends. What are the trends teaching us today in 2018, in the month of June, right now? We're in the sixth month of this year. We only have 6 months left, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing to promote and close out this year, 2018? What are you doing to market your business to grow exponentially and to draw the traffic that you're looking for? If you don't have a brick-and-mortar location, but if you do and also have an internet business as well on top of that, you're going to be really in the now to help your business stand out from the competition. What are your competitors are doing? What are they not doing? What can you do better? What creative levels have you reached out to continue to be unique and different than all the others? And so these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, you should be in your thought process when it comes to expanding and growing your network, not just the business, but also your network, which also builds your net worth. And the more you stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you are, the better you are, and more people will continue to refer business to you on a regular, consistent basis. It's interesting how I can continue to get referrals on a regular, consistent basis about my business because of the previous people that I've serviced before that has helped me generate more revenue. Because here's the thing, they know more people than I do. And because of that, I get to treat them and give them great, exceptional customer service experience when it comes to the products and services that I provide on my website, when I interact with them, and that I follow up with them within a 24 to 48 hour period. Remember this well, ladies and gentlemen, the fortune is in the follow-up. The more you follow up with your contacts, your customers, and your prospects, the stronger you get. The better you are, and that you remember the fact that they reached out to you. But if you don't, they feel that you're not interested and you don't care. That's something you don't want to relay about in your business. Let the people know you truly care about whatever they're looking for. Again, it's what people want, need, and can afford. You satisfy three things in the marketplace. And that's what you want to continue to do on a regular, consistent basis. And as we continue to teach and train, giving you guys tools and tips on how to grow your network, utilizing your website as a marketing tool, building your business on marketing materials, marketing is the key. The more we market, the better we are. How we promote a business is how we make the business work for us instead of we working for it. But you got to have good marketers, good key people who know how to promote well. Notice in promotions, promoters are paid well because they pump it up. They are the hype people to generate the traffic to get people's attention when it comes to a particular product, service, or brand. And the more you stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are, and the more access you'll have to more people. Because remember, this is a people helping people business that you're running. And we have a special announcement that I want to share with you too today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm super excited for one of my friends that I used to work with, Miss Katina Hunt, out of Five Flames Production, has a new stage coming out on Saturday, July 21st, 2018, at 5 p.m. at Stafford Civic Center. And the title of the play is called Retribution. I really want you all from the local Houston area to really come out and support. The tickets are only $25 to get started. And let me share this with you. You are really going to be in a treatful event when it comes to the play. And basically, the play speaks to mental illness and a woman's revenge. And basically, it's a story no one will suspect or know when they come out and see it. So I want you to support this. This is something that I'm really super excited about. Again, from Five Flames Production, Miss Katina Hunt, the stage play Retribution, again, is going to be on Saturday, July 21st, 2018 at 5 p.m. at the Stafford Civic Center. And you want to continue to support as many people as you can when it comes to their business, their production, and what they're doing to send a message both in the Houston area and as well as in their local communities. Again, we're supporting each other. We're helping each other, and we're reaching out to make sure that we help as many as we can in our communities to build and grow. Again, ladies and gentlemen, growth is the most important commodity to me on the planet. Without that, we're just existing and we're not living. And so we're not here to do that, of course. We're just here to continue to expand ourselves, our life, and helping as many as we can as we help ourselves. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited for this opportunity to share with you on this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And guys, I want to share this. It's going to be a great opportunity like never before. And I want you to remember to check out all the updates and things that we're going to post on our website by going to www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, I want you to basically reach out to me in reference to that and making sure that I can help you build and grow your network. And if you have any questions in reference to marketing or anything as far as promotions are concerned, go to our website, schedule an appointment with me, and, of course, I'll be happy to assist. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to do. We're here to build and grow. We're here to help each other as we continue to reach out and do what we do best, utilizing our gifts and talents, ladies and gentlemen, for the betterment of mankind. And that's what it's all about. That's my mission and my focus as we continue to build networks and improve people's lives. That's the theme of our show. Of course, that's the theme of my company, Global Touch Enterprise, and I'm super excited to be able to share this with you. Now, also on another note, we have, of course, Ms. LaCrista Styles from the Fashion Paper out of Fort Worth, Texas. She's going to be bringing out a new magazine. I'm super excited for her and her endeavors and keeping being consistent in reference to her magazine and helping and giving out a message for not only just businesses to advertise in the magazine, but also giving a clear message for women and to help them build and grow as being women of entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs who are growing like leaps and bounds today than ever before. So I'm super excited about that. I'm trying to help the brothers do the same thing so we can continue to build and grow our networks as well and work alongside the strong women who are out there grinding, who are out there getting it done, who are out there going out and getting to come back with it. So you want to make sure you're on that same flow, that same level, so you can build and grow your network as well. Well, again, this is what it's all about. Again, I'm super excited. This is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, like never before. So I'm really going to help you to let you know that this is one of the things that we could be doing. It doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes a little bit. But if we have each one teach one and each one reach out, that's what we want to do to get the word out to let people know. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited. Thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, next week, we will have Ms. Katina Hunt on our show to talk about this super play. I'm going to call it a super play that she's putting together, the stage play called Retribution from Five Flames Production. And so this is a great opportunity. I know most of the people that in the play, and like I said, this is a great opportunity to support each and every one of them in their hardworking endeavor, bring a great performance to the city and to the community for everybody to come out. General admission, again, is $20. The VIP, of course, is $25. You want to come out, support them and their endeavors. And I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm supporting that, and it's going to be a great opportunity. I already got my calendar marked for July 21st, 2018 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Stafford Civic Center. So that's going to be something you definitely don't want to miss. You want to come out and support and support and support. And again, small business owners, entrepreneurs, I'm reaching out to you to share with you and to put a conviction out on there with you. I want you to start supporting any local nonprofit organization in your area. If I share this with you, I say again, we are all here to do one thing, help each other, build each other up. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to support each other, ideas, concepts, and concerns, so that way we can make sure that we don't lack anything in our communities. That's what my dream is, my focus is for everyone, is to make sure that we help each other out, people helping people, PHP effect, and that we support each other, regardless if you're a small business, a church, or a local nonprofit organization. I want you to understand what each of one of us are doing in the community to help out, because by them supporting you, you're supporting them. Nobody lacks anything if we all support each other. But that's the full circle effect that I want to bring out there and challenge each and every entrepreneur. Partner and get with your nonprofit. Also, local church. Also, any production companies that's in the area who are doing small film, whether it's film or whether it's plays or anything like that, you want to support. You want to reach out. They have great concept and ideas that's going to help change the way we think and the way we interact with each other. That's what it's really all about. helping each other, interacting with each other, and making sure that we don't lack anything in our community. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited. Thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And we will be definitely talking to you again next week. We'll have Ms. Katina Hunt on. I'm super excited for her. Also, Ms. LaKrista Styles, too, for the fashion paper. I'm going to drag her in here, too. This is going to be something because I want to hear from the women entrepreneurs, the women who have a drive to do excellence and be excellent in their endeavors in reference to what they're doing. And so if you are here to do that as well, I want to hear from you about your local business, your nonprofit organization, or what are you doing in your local church, in the community, when it comes to helping as many as we can. We can't save everybody, of course, but we can help as many as we can and do our part to make sure that we stand strong and stand still when it comes to building and helping others to grow. So, again, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be tuning out real soon. Well, actually right now. But I really thank you for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And, again, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, keep building the faith and keep building the dreams.